Parshas Bereishis. The Minchas Shai comments on the word Bereishis from the Rabbeinu Bechayai in Parshas Bishalach, that there are six words that must appear as the first word of the column of the Sefer Torah. The word for column is either daf or amud. The siman to remember these words is in the mnemonic Bekoh Shemoi, that is, Beis Yud Hei Shin Mem Vav. The Beis is for Bereishis, which appears as the first word on the daf. The Yud is for Yehuda in Parshas Vayechi, Yehuda Ato Yoiducha Achecha. The Hei is for the word Haboim in Parshas Bishalach, Haboim Acharehem Bayom. For the Shin and Mem, there are two opinions. Number one, Shemoyer v'shomato eis kol hadvorim ho'ele, which is in Parshas Re'ei, or Shemor l'cho in Parshas Kisisa. For the Mem, we have either Moitza sefasecha tishmor v'asisa, which is in Parshas Kisetze, or Ma Toivu Oyholecho Yaakov, which is in Parshas Balak. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov suggests reasons why these words were chosen. Bereishis is obvious since it is the first word written in the Sefer Torah. The Hey, Haboim, is at the beginning of the line, because of the Tzuras HaShira, the special format of the Shira, that is Oz Yashir, and the word Haboim is the first word of that daf. The same is true for the Vav of Ve'oida Bam, since it is the first word of the daf of Shiras HaAzinu. The Rambam states in Hilchos Sefer Torah that there is a Kabbalah, ish mipi ish, that the Soifrim were noyeg to write on the first line above the Shiras Hayom, the word beginning with Haboim, and the same is true for Shiras Hazinu, the first word of the top line beginning with the Oida Bam. The Yud of Yehuda, Yehuda Ata Yoiducha Achecha, begins a Parsha Pesucha and is at the beginning of the Daf. And this Parsha Pesucha is a Hafsaka Miyuchedes, a special Hafsaka. If you look into the Sefer Torah, you will see that the previous Daf ends with the word Yisrael, and the blank space indicates a Parsha Pesucha. I will briefly explain the two concepts of Parsha Pesucha and Parsha Sesuma. Each Sedra of the Torah is divided into Parshiyos, which are separated by a blank space. These spaces can be either Pesucha, open, where the line on which the previous Parsha ends is left blank, and the new Parsha begins at the beginning of the next line. Or a Parsha can be Sesuma, closed, where a space in which of at least 9 letters can be written, that space is left blank, and the new Parsha begins on the same line after the space. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Bereishis, Boro Elohim, Eis Hashamayim ve'Eis Haaretz. Look at this Pasuk, and you will see that there is an Esnachta after the word Elohim. The question is, why is there an Esnachta there? An Esnachta signifies the major division of a Pasuk. It doesn't seem logical that there should be an Esnachta there. There seems to be only one complete thought, that is, in the beginning of Hashem's creating of the world, he created heaven and earth. Rav Yaakov presents three possibilities to explain the Esnachta. Number one, the Pasuk is merames to us that Hashem created the Reishis itself. Shegam es Horeishis atzmoi bara. Our world is a newly created world, which is in opposition to the Chachmei Humois HaOlam, who say that our world is an ancient world, Sheha'olam Kadmoin Hu, and according to them, there is no specific time designated for the beginning of the creation of the world. Therefore, the Pasuk is telling us, Shehoyisa Bri'a Miuchedes B'Shem Zman. There was a new creation, the creation of Zman, time. This is what the Gra writes. The word Bereishis, the Beis, is a Beis Hazmani. K'moy Bayoim, Mipnei Shehazman Atzmoy Bora. The Beis of the word Bereishis is a Beis that represents time, because Hashem created the concept of time. Number two, as Rashi explains, based on the Medrash, Bishvil haTorah shenikreis reishis darkoi, uvishvil Yisrael shenikreu reishis tevuasai. The letter Beis in the word Bereishis does not mean in the beginning, but rather for, F-O-R, Bishvil. Hashem created the world Bishvil HaTorah, which is called Reishis Darkoi, and for Yisrael, who are called Reishis Tevuasai, the first of his crop. Therefore, the first part of the Pasuk is an independent statement and gets an Esnachta. Number three, the third approach is based on the Ramban, who writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all creations from absolute nothingness, and we do not have any word in Lashon HaKodesh to express the idea of bringing forth something out of nothing, except for the word Bora. Avol hoitzi min ha'efes ha'gomur ha'mochlot yisoid dak ma'oid ein boi mamosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into being from nothing an exceedingly fine primary essence with practically no substance. But this essence has the potential for bringing forth other things ready to receive form and to emerge from the potential to the actual. This is the Lashon of the Ramban. Therefore, this first Pasuk is introducing the concept of Bara. The Ramban writes that after this initial creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create anything out of nothing. Aval yotzar v'osa. Rather, he formed and made things. The terms yotzar and osa are used to describe the making of something out of a pre-existing material. See the Ramban for a more detailed explanation on this concept. Pasuk Hey, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Hey. The Pasuk states, Vayikro Elohim Lo'or Yoim V'lachoyshech Koro Loilo. Hashem called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The Maril Diskin asks, why does the Pasuk first mention day before night? Since the Pasuk states, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voiker, Yoim Echad, first came night, and then afterwards day. Also, why was the word Kara added in the Pasuk? The Pasuk could have stated, Vayikra Elohim Lo'or Yoim, V'lachoyshech loilot, and leave out the word korah. The Maril Diskin answers that, in fact, the word korah, which is the verb indicating the past tense, actually teaches us that kriyas halayla, the calling of night, preceded the calling of day. Lahoyrois shekriyas halayla hayisa oid koidem kriyas hayoim. The word korah without a vav hahipuch is a verb that reflects an action which is more in the past than the word vayikra with the vav hahipuch. Therefore, the word korah is important to teach us that at first HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Choshech Laila, and then afterwards Or Yoim. So the question is, why didn't the Pasuk specifically state that the calling of the night came first? The Pasuk could have stated, Vayikra Elokim LaChoshech Laila, Ulaor Yoim. The answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to associate his name with a negative term, choshech, darkness. Shelo rotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyached shemoy al hora'ah. You can also look in the Sefer of Maral Diskin, where he applies the same thought to the words yoda and vayeda in reference to Adam and Chava, to understand pshat in those psukim. Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin. The pasuk states, Vayitzer Hashem Elohim es ha'adam. Hashem formed the man of soil from the earth and blew into his nostrils the soul of life. Rashi comments on the fact that the word Vayitzer in this Pasuk is written with two Yudin, whereas in Pasuk Yutes, describing the creation of animals, the word Vayitzer has only one Yud. The two Yudin of Vayitzer in our Pasuk speaks of two formings, Shitei Yitzirois, Yitzira La'olam Hazeh, but regarding animals, which do not stand in judgment, aval babehema she'eino oimedes ledin, loy nichtav b'tzirasa shnei yudin. It was not written in its forming, in the behemoth's forming, two yudin, only one yud. The Sefer Lashon Chaim explains that the word Vayitzer with two Yudin is the correct spelling, and there is no extra Yud. The Yud of the Shoresh Yud Tzadi Reish accounts for one Yud, the Yud of the Shoresh Yud Tzadi Reish, and the second Yud is the Yud of the prefix of Eson, Aleph Yud Saf Nun. Our Chazal darshin these two Yudin. However, the word Vayitzer with one Yud regarding the creation of animals is choser, is missing one Yud. The reason it is missing the Yud is because a behemah does not stand in judgment. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yutes. The Pasuk states, Ki afar ata ve'el afar tashuv. In this pasuk, the main accent on the word ata is on the aleph. Ki afar ata ve'el afar tashuv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam HaRishayim, B'zayas apecha toichal lechem, ad shuvecho el ho'adamo ki mimena lukachto, ki afar ata ve'el afar tashuv. By the sweat of your brow shall you eat bread, until you return to the ground from which you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The word ata, again, is mil'el, but is generally pronounced atah. The general rule of this word is that the word is atah. However, the exception is in this pasuk. I would like to comment on the word atah, pronounced mil'el. Rav Yaakov asks, in the bracha of Shemoyne Esrei, where it states, Mechayei Meisim Atah Rav Lahoshia, do we pronounce the word Atah Mil'el or Mil'ra? Is it Atah or Atah? Does it follow the general rule, and do we say Mechayei Meisim Atah, or do we say Mechayei Meisim Atah? And again, the question is only in reference to the second word, not Atah Gibor, because the beginning, Atah Gibor, is definitely Mil'ra. Rav Yaakov answers that there is a difference in pronunciation in this word depending on whether we are saying Shemoyne Esrei during the winter months or are we saying it during the summer months. After a lengthy presentation of 2 pages, Rav Yaakov concludes that during the winter months, when we say Mashiv Haruach Umorid HaGeshem, the word is pronounced Ata on the Aleph, Mil'el. And the word also is Geshem. The Gimel has a Segoil, and not Goshem, not a Komatz. In the winter, we read as follows, Ata Gibor La'olam Hashem, Mechayei Meisim Ata Rav Lahoshia Mashiv Haruach Umorid HaGeshem. However, during the summer months, when we say Morid Hatol, we say Ata Gibor La'olam Hashem Mechayei Meisim Ata Mil'ra. Since Morid Hatol is part of the theme of Tchias HaMeisim and extends the sentence of Atah Gibor. Rav Yaakov writes that the word is pronounced Geshem with 2 segoilim, since the word Geshem is not the end of a pasuk and it is not the end of a phrase, but rather the phrase Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGeshem is inserted as the beginning of Mechalkel Chayim B'chesed. And the word Geshem flows directly into the word Mechalkel, and there is no pause. Consequently, there is no reason to change the Segoil into a Komatz. There is a Sefer written, Mechalkel Chayim B'chesed is the title of the Sefer, in which there are written responses from many Gedolim who had written specifically that the word should be pronounced Geshem. However, if your minhag is to say Goshem, you should ask your Rav and follow your documented Messiah. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes Zayin. The Pasuk states, El Ha'isha Omar, Harbo arbe itzevoineich veheiroineich beetzev teledi vonim. To the woman, Chava, Hashem said, I will greatly increase your suffering and your pregnancy. In pain shall you bear children. Rashi comments that the word itzevoineich refers to tzar gidul bonim, the pain of raising children. And the word veheiroineich means tsa'ar ho'ibur, the pain of pregnancy. Be'etzev teledi vonim is tsa'ar haleida, the pain of giving birth. This is based on the Gemara in Erevin daf kuf amud beis, and the Marsha asks, why does the pasuk first mention Tsar Gidul Bonim before the pain of pregnancy? First comes the tzar ha'ibur, the haleda, and only afterwards comes the tzar gidul bonim. The Maril Diskin answers this question based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara tells us that the day of Adam HaRishon's creation was 12 hours long. Sha'ar Rishayna Hutzbar Aforoi. During the first hour, Adam's dust was gathered. Shinya Na'asa Goylem. During the second hour, it was made into a shapeless mass. Shlishis Nimtechu Evarov. During the third hour, his limbs were stretched out. Rivi'is Nizrika Voy Nishama. In the fourth hour, a soul was cast into him. Chamishis Omad Al Raglov. During the fifth, he stood on his feet. Shishis Karoshe Mois. On the sixth hour, he named all the animals. Shivis Nizdavga Boy Chava. During the seventh hour, Chava was paired with him. Shminis Alulamita Shinayim Vyardu Arba'o. During the eighth hour, two people, Adam and Chava, went on to the bed, and four came down from the bed. Two children were born immediately. The two were Cain and his twin sister. Hevel was conceived and born later together with two sisters. See Tosfos there in Sanhedrin Lamed Ches. Tishiyis, the ninth hour, Nitztava Shaloi Le'echol Min Ho'ilon. He was commanded, Adam was commanded not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Asiris Sorach. During the tenth hour, he sinned by eating from it. And Achas Esrei Nidoin. During the 11th hour, he was judged. And Shetem Esrei Nitrad V'holachloi. During the 12th hour, he was banished from Gan Eden and went on his way. Tosfos tells us that Cain and his twin were born in Gan Eden. Koidem Hachet. Before the sin, and there was not any tsar ibur veleda, no pain of pregnancy or labor, but tsar gidul bonim they very possibly could have had after they were banished from Gan Eden. Therefore, Chava was cursed with tsar gidul bonim first, and only afterwards was Chava cursed with the pains of pregnancy and labor. And this pain of pregnancy and labor were from the children she gave birth to afterwards. Zehu lefi pshutai, this is what the Maral Diskin writes, is the poshut pshat of this pasuk. Perek hei, pasuk hei, the word vayomois. You will see in all of the psukim, which tell us how long each of them lived, the last word of the pasuk is vayomois. And the word that precedes vayomois has a ta'am esnachta. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov suggests that the esnachta is placed there indicating that the word vayomois is a mishpat sholeim, a complete thought, and not just merely telling us that he died. Rav Yaakov suggests that the chidush is that each of them died even though they should not have died, because in truth, when the world was created, Adam HaRishon was destined to live forever. And it was only because of the chait of the Eitz Hadas that it was decreed that he must die. Therefore, the word vayomois stands alone after the esnachta to convey this message that they all died only because of the chait Eitz Hadas. I will conclude with this pasuk, Perek Hei, pasuk Chaf Gimel. Vayehi Kol Yemei Chanoich. And a similar lashon for the pasuk in regard to Lemech, Vayihi Kol Yemei Lemech. The pasuk tells us how long Chanoich lived using the lashon Vayihi, Vayihi Kol Yemei Chanoich. The same is true for Lemech in pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayihi Kol Yemei Lemech. However, all other names and psukim use the lashon vayihyu. The pasuk uses the lashon vayihyu kol yemei. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that the difference in lashon depends on whether these two words, vayihi or vayihyu, are referring to the word yemei or is it referring to the word kol. If it is referring to the word yemei, then the verb should be vayihyu, a lashon rabim. And if it is referring to the word kol, then the word should be vayihi, a lashon yochid. Rav Yaakov explains that both Chanoich and Lemech did not live as long as the others. The others lived more than 800 years. But as for Chanoich and Lemech, Chanoich lived 365 years, and Lemech lived 777 years. Therefore, these two psukim are emphasizing that Chanoich and Lemech only lived these lesser amount of years, and the lashon of vayihi is referring to the word kol and not the word yemei. And the word kol, lemiuta ka'osinan, is used as a miut, as it is brought down from the Aderes Eliyahu, machamas sheloi he'erich yomim kemoi avoisov, kosav vayihi, v'loi vayihyu, mipnei sheloi chai kol shenoisav, v'chein b'chanoich. In fact, the Ramban writes that all men during that tukufa lived long lives. Therefore, the pasuk is indicating a chidush with the words vayihi and kol, since Chanoich and Lemech died before 800 years. However, Rav Yaakov acknowledges that there are questions to be asked based on this pshat, and concludes with an alternate reason as well. See MS Liakov. This completes the parsha.